tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the Audio Asylum. I am your host, cross-eyed, cotton-eyed, sad boy Joe. And I am joined here by Sea Dog Martin.
That's right. Sea Dog Martin's here yet again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
How you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing all right.
All right, boy. So, what do you want to talk about here today?
Me and Sea Dog Martin went to see Halloween Kills the other day.
That's right.
What the fuck is that thing that he says in that movie? That fucking Rick James, was it?
Rick James, you mean James Brown?
James Brown movie, yeah, what is it?
I did right by myself. You did right by yourself.
I did right by myself.
Just like me, I did right by myself. I'm James Brown. Ain't a single record that you're gonna listen to that I ain't on.
Yo, Chris showed me that clip the other day, and I was fucking hysterical laughing at that line alone for like five fucking minutes. Oh my god.
I did right by myself. I understand, Shirley Beau, you did right by yourself.
And all because she shit in his toilet?
So he was bugging out because he thought someone dropped a brick in his toilet. So my man threatened a bunch of people with a gun. Talk about, what money are you? Bumped the brick of my toilet.
Imagine being alive back then and working in some like record label office and you took a shit in a toilet and you thought you flushed it and James Brown comes downstairs with a shotgun. That's fucking scary. Right? He agrees. Don't you? Yes, you do. Oh, man. So we saw Halloween Kills the other night.
Yep.
Me, Sea Dog Martin, Pete Bar Ortiz, and the infamous stupid Blastoise all went to see Halloween Kills, and I thought that shit was amazing.
And you can't forget about our dearest.
The myth, the not-so-legendary Uncle Brian.
Hey, what the fuck is this over here?
Oh, no, that's good. That just pops up on the screen. We okay.
Yeah, it just pops up on the screen. It's one of those porn pop-ups.
It's one of those, you know.
It's one of those you have hot singles in your area.
Yeah. Do you ever believed that before?
No.
No, yeah, me neither.
I was... My man Joe over here saw that advertisement. You have hot singles in your area. My man was like, yo, let me click on this. Oh, shit. Is that my mom? No.
Yo. Oh, my God. Imagine.
Can you imagine that ever happened to someone?
Have you ever seen anybody on a dating app, like somebody's parent or anything like that?
I don't think so, no.
We do know somebody whose aunt is a porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's Aunt Tara.
Oh, but that's not the name. Oh, yeah, we don't want to... Do we want to say the porn star name?
I don't know a fucking porn star name.
You don't know the porn star name? No, Tatiana Stone.
That's right!
Yeah! We gotta get a porn star on the show.
You're looking at one, boy.
Yo, is there, like, a hidden POV video?
It might be.
On, like, X videos?
It might be.
Are you dogging someone out?
It might be.
That's crazy.
Maybe. There is a chance that you might be seeing my fucking ball sack smacking up on like a click-ta-ta.
Oh my god, imagine I've jerked off to something like that.
I'd be flattered.
Honestly, it would be my honor.
You just have...
That's the noise, bro. That's the noise when you know you're doing well.
That's the scroty smacking up against the clitatas.
The clitatas.
All right. We're always talking bullshit.
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's pretty much the show in a nutshell.
Jesus fucking Christ, Joe.
God damn it. Sorry, my mind's been in the gutter. I've been horny.
Oh, that's my secret. I'm always horny.
Yo, speaking of horny, there wasn't a titty in this movie. Not one titty.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Not one boob in Halloween Kills.
I don't believe this shit.
Was there a boob in the one before this one? I don't think so.
No fucking boobies in modern day Michael Myers.
Whoa, no titties.
What the fuck?
That's kind of crazy.
No titties.
No titties in a horror movie.
Unbelievable.
Fucking atrocious. I automatically drop a star now.
Yeah. And also, the black guy didn't die first.
He didn't!
He didn't!
Was there even a black guy in this movie?
Yeah!
Oh yeah, the sheriff!
Yeah, there was the sheriff, but he didn't die. Remember, there was the doctor and the wife?
Yeah. Yo, fuck that sheriff, by the way.
The black couple? They both got killed.
Yes, they did. They did.
You remember?
You're right.
Yeah. Yo. At some point, I was like, huh, we got a black couple in this movie. When are they going to die, and how horrible is it going to be?
Yeah.
Are they going to be first? And I was like, oh, shit. They're not first.
Yo, erase the stigma.
But I will say this, though. Spoilers, everybody!
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, because we're going to talk spoilers here.
Yeah, there's a lot about this movie.
Sorry, we're going to talk spoilers, so if you didn't see it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Come back after.
Yeah, if you're listening and you didn't see the movie, just stop.
Or if you don't give a shit about spoilers, stay!
Yeah, stay.
Stay a while.
And if you have no interest in the Halloween movie, listen anyway, because we're just going to talk about people dying.
Exactly.
And who doesn't like stuff like that?
Exactly. So, I just want to just say something. The the woman in this relationship. You remember that there was a scene where they were in the car and the male character, he gets handed a gun. I don't remember anybody's names in this movie.
Yeah, I don't remember names either.
The only people I remember are the people that were like in the original Halloween, like Lonnie and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, they're the only ones I remember. Cameron, because he was in the last one. But yeah, so he gets handed the gun, and he's like, I never even shot one of these. And then like his woman is like, oh, well, give me that. I shot this before. And then when it comes to shooting at Michael Myers, not only does this bitch miss every fucking bullet.
Terribly.
But the one bullet that actually hit something was in her own fucking face.
Yep.
Because Michael Myers kicked the fucking car door, smacking her arm. She just self-taps herself.
Bro, that was probably... Yo, was that the best kill in the movie?
That was...
Might have been the best
kill. That might have been the funniest kill.
Yeah.
Because she missed every shot, but the one shot she made was in her own fucking dome. Amazing.
Talk about fucking karma. For talking shit about knowing how to shoot a gun.
Exactly. That was funny. Also, you know what? Before we even go forward, let's go backwards.
Yeah.
So, Michael Myers doesn't get burned alive in this movie.
Nope.
He gets rescued by these firefighters. And how does he repay them? By killing every single fucking one of them terribly.
Yeah, dude. He drags one homeboy down. Yo, the axe to the face, the pitch axe to the face, whatever the fuck
the fire
that thing was called. Yeah, bro, that was dope.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
That's, yo, like, and I like how when he walks out of the house, and I'm like, yo, like, because firefighters are some bad motherfuckers, they ain't punks. And I was like, oh, man, he's about to fight a group of pissed off firefighters. And my man, like, you got these guys with fucking... fire axes and a sawzall, and these motherfuckers got smoked!
Bro, the saw. Bro, he cooks in this movie.
Not for nothing. I don't think you've ever seen Michael this aggressive.
Yeah, he like... Yo, the kills were really creative, too. Like, they were kind of out there, like, compared to other horror movies in general.
I gotta say, the kills in this movie are some of the... Do you think that these are some of the coolest ones?
I think so. Not even just in Halloween movies, just in general.
Because you know what, too, is like, a lot of times, and even Halloween started doing this after a while, where you would have like a far-out kill, but it's done in a way that's kind of like comedic or looks cheesy.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them really looked cheesy here.
No, they looked brutal.
They looked fucked up.
Yeah, it looked like I felt bad for that person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't cheer for the good guy in a horror movie.
You're cheering for Michael.
Yeah, we had this conversation in the car ride home or going there. Of like, you can't end a horror movie with like a super happy ending. That's also, I mean, I don't want to go too far ahead because we're in the middle, but that's also what I love about the Halloween movies. There's no happy ending.
No, not really, no.
Ever.
No. Well, there's never a happy ending because
we need to make money and make more movies.
That's true, yeah, that's a good point. Fucking, yo, the scene, so like, the homeboy that escapes from the mental institution.
Yes.
Bro, I felt so bad for that guy. So like, if you're listening, spoiler alert, Michael's on a rampage in town, just like everybody's fucking dying, and everybody in the motherfucking hospital. Everybody and their mother's in the hospital. And the whole town is pretty much there because their plan is to beat homeboy's ass when he shows up there for his sister.
To fucking lynch mob.
Yeah.
And by the way, remember, remember, in this continuity, they're not brother and sister.
Yeah, that's right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, at some point in the movie, they see some dude that's obviously escaped from a mental institution, but it is not Michael Myers.
And it's not the Penguin either, even though he looks like
him. Yeah, he does kind of look like the Penguin. And first, I want to point this out. This dude that they mistake for Michael Myers, way shorter than Michael Myers.
A lot shorter and a lot rounder.
Yeah, and he's, like, fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, a little bit of a
weird... But you know what, though? I think, though, that what that kind of goes to show you is that when you have a bunch of people that are angry and that are scared, at this point, they don't know what's gonna happen to them. Because this could be any of you. And a lot of them have either lost someone or they have a missing loved one that they think might have been killed by Michael in this movie. And the thing is that you have all these people all crammed together. They're afraid. They're angry. And then you have this fucking dude basically hyping everybody up to go perform a lynch mob on Michael. With all of this emotion going around, you're gonna be blinded. Like, you're not gonna
have common sense throughout this whole experience.
Exactly. You're not gonna be using logic.
Yeah.
At this point, you're only thinking through your emotions. You're only thinking with your emotions.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the
thing is, people do this all the time.
Yeah, this is common in life.
People do this all the time. So, you know, this kid's a fucking...
Oh!
This fucking kid's a meathead, bro.
Yo, I knocked over my beer. We're good, though.
Oh.
We're here. It's all right.
This fucking kid ain't even drunk. He had two sips of beer and he's fucking dropping shit.
Yeah, and I'm dropping shit. It's cool.
Jesus Christ,
God damn it. I'm fucking up. But it's all right, though. We're here.
Here, have a fucking haichu.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
cocksucker.
It'll dry.
So, anyway, moving on. So now you have all these people that are angry. They're scared. There's a lot of anxiety going on, and now they're hyped up. They want to beat the shit out of Michael. They want to kill Michael Myers. And obviously, nobody's thinking straight.
Yeah, not at all.
And you know what? What, cat? What? What? Nah. What?
He agrees.
So anyway, you know, if you really want to actually look at recent or current events that you could look to where something like this would happen, look at 2020. And look at the fucking people that were rioting.
That's a good fucking point.
And doing all this looting and fucking burning.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
So if you want to see human emotion or human behavior on full display,
watch this fucking movie.
Just fucking, watch that, but go look back at 2020.
And look back. Yo, that's a good comparison. That is a really good comparison. I didn't think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
My man Chris with the fucking comparisons.
Oh, with the comparisons.
With the comparisons. Yo, that's spot on. We're going to have a section on the show called Chris's Comparisons.
Chris, yeah, where I compare two dicks together, too.
Yo, but that's such a good analogy, though.
Thank you.
Fucking...
I just thought of it.
Yo, that's spot on, though. So, like, basically, yeah, like, these people, like, they're not thinking straight. They see homeboy that escaped from the mental institution. And in a nutshell, you have, what's this girl's name again? The daughter.
Kiwi Karen?
Yeah. She's trying to protect this poor dude because he's running away from these angry people and he's confused and he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
And it basically comes to a standstill where she locks him behind a set of doors and the angry mob of people run up, get past her, and they are trying to break down this door and the dude is scared as hell, breaks open a window, and basically, in a nutshell, if you're sensitive about this, I'm sorry, but this is just what happens in the movie. The guy commits suicide.
Yep.
Jumps out the window, splats to his death.
Oh, yeah.
Very intense scene. Very intense. Very.
And I love the dialogue too when the sheriff I can't think of his name too. He dies, but he can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Where he actually says, "You see what Michael's done to us?
Oh, he's turned us into animals.
He's turned us into monsters.
Yeah.
Or to animals." And it's just like, yeah. Yeah. This is literal human behavior, like full on. And again, you can look at many instances in real life.
Yeah.
Where this happens. So.
That's a fact. Like you said, pretty much the whole first half of the pandemic, people bugged the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just, you know, and the thing about, like, I know a lot of people didn't like that part of the story. People said that they were confused by it. I don't really see for me. It's like, I saw that.
Well, that was art imitating life.
And I understood what the message was.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, clear as day. You think that was intentional because of what was happening in the world while the movie was being made?
Maybe.
I think so. Because now that you mention it, that is very much art imitating life.
Mm. You know, or maybe that was thought of even before that. Who knows?
That's a good
point. And if it wasn't, and, you know, I mean, look, if it was thought of before 2020, that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That scene in particular... That's a fucking coincidence.
Yeah, facts.
Ain't that a fucking coincidence, though?
A huge coincidence, yeah. That's a good point.
Because coincidences happen like that.
That's true.
Because right before COVID started, I played fucking Death Stranding on PS4, and it's a game literally about the fucking... It's post-apocalyptic, but guess what? These fucking... Everybody in the game, guess what? They all live isolated. They all live in their fucking homes. They never leave because they're too scared to go outside. And you play as Norman Reedus.
Oh, shit. I remember you telling me about this game.
As character Sam Porter Bridges, and you are a porter. And you basically bring supplies to all these people across the entire country. So, think about this. A game came out right before COVID hit with people about isolation.
That's crazy.
Matter of fact, in the character you play as, Sam, he has a phobia of touching people.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. What's the name of it? Offenfossenphobia or some shit like that.
Offenfossenphobia.
Yeah, I can't remember how it's pronounced, but I probably butchered the fuck out of that.
That sounds like a dick disease.
Offenfossenphobia or whatever the fuck. Dickenfossenhagendagenphobia.
Sounds like something like that happens when your dick swells up.
Oh, that's me every day. When I come home from work.
First thing you do.
Shit, you kidding me? I take off my suit and I whip my fucking joint out and it's over. My shit looking like Freddy Krueger's skin. I'm done.
Yeah, the first thing I do when I get home from work is usually take a nap, but...
Oh, no, my nap comes right after.
Right after the beat.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And you know what?
That's a good nap, though.
Yeah, and when I take that nap, the cum is still on my stomach.
Yeah.
It just marinates in my belly button like a little fucking bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah. You know, post-masturbation naps hit different, especially when you got semen oatmeal in your belly button. I might have to try that one out.
Try it. And when you wake up, you just take your finger and you just kind of put it in your belly button and go like a circular motion and you get the little crust out.
Oh!
It might hurt because if you got a hairy belly button, it might hurt a little.
Oh, yeah, I got a hairy stomach.
But it's going to feel good.
Yeah, I got a hairy stomach. I got a hairy ass, too.
Yeah.
I'm scared to shave it.
I did that once.
Did you, like, fuck something up when you shaved your ass?
No, but when I shaved my gooch...
Oh, like the underballs in between yeah. the asshole.
I shaved that shit clean.
Yeah.
And I hated it. You know why?
Why?
Because when that hair starts growing. Ooh! There's a reason why I never did it again. Bro, it felt like a fucking cactus was behind my ball sack.
Oh, man. What time of the year did you shave it?
During the summertime.
Oh, no. So you were walking to the car with swamp gooch.
Dude, it was terrible.
Oh, man.
I think I was actually still in school at the time. So imagine sitting in a fucking school classroom during the summertime, and you got pins and needles.
Oh.
Just fucking crippling the back of your ball sack.
Oh, yo, pins and needles. All right, I want to ask you this question, because this is a debate I've had with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you're hooking up with a girl, right,
mm-hmm.
and they do, like... You know, like, they get on top of you, and they don't put the dick in, but they do that thing when they just rub on the dick.
Yeah.
They grind on the mm-hmm. dick, and, like, they're freshly shaven.
Mm-hmm.
Does that hurt you, or do you think it feels good?
It depends.
Depends?
If it's freshly shaved and the stubbies aren't coming in yet, it
yeah.
feels fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right?
But if the stubby starts coming in, those little fucking stubs of hair.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, it's weird, because when they first start coming in, they feel like fucking, like, little cacti.
Little cactus needles, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bro. And that shit be like, oh, ooh, 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 ooh.
But, yo, I'm a fan.
But I like it, though.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the,
I like it, though.
That dry humping. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, who the fuck was that? So somebody go in the backyard.
Oh, somebody, I don't know. It's probably the fucking...
Probably fucking Michael Myers.
Yeah. Or Uncle Richard. Maybe it is Graves. I don't know.
You hear that?
Oh!
Oh! Motherfucker, I saw you!
You think it's him?
I think that's Greaves.
Is it him?
Some serious pussies, bro.
Oh, he is here. He's back.
I'm fucking here. I feel like shit because I ate too much Burger King.
Well, good. Guess what? I have a fucking beer in the fridge for you.
Good. What are you fucking idiots doing?
We're talking about... Well, we were just talking about...
So we were just talking... We were just talking about balls. Like, have you ever shaved your fucking ass and your gooch?
How long have you guys been on?
I think, what, like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah,
just about.
All right, so come over here, pop a squat next to daddy, and let's talk about balls.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I got you a Heineken. That's
thank
for you.
You.
Here, I'll rotate. The dust from this chair. Just here. I'll rotate. There's spilt beer here.
It's all right. I'm sorry about that, fellas.
It's all right.
You know what's funny? I saw you run by, and I went, who the fuck was that?
I'm here. All right. So the question was, did I ever shave my balls?
No. I'm talking about like the ass and the gooch.
Yeah.
I did it once. I was telling him. And I never did it again.
Why'd you never do it again?
Because the hair like behind the balls felt like a cactus.
When it starts growing back?
Yes.
When it starts, yeah, it's terrible.
Holy shit.
I don't think a man is really supposed to do that.
Yeah, like unless like you get that shit like lasered the fuck out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because, it's a nightmare. Bro, I never did it again.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it is. So, gentlemen, we're here.
Salut.
I'm back.
Salut.
Pop the fucker open.
Salut, you cocksuckers.
So,
So, we had gotten into the conversation about Halloween kills. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth between Halloween and balls.
Yeah.
So,
tis the season
of Halloween and balls. So, Mr. Graves, would you like to join the conversation about Halloween kills?
So, what'd you guys think of Halloween kills? You would tell the people. I wasn't here though. So
we were talking about how we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and plus we were kind of like going through like some of the kills. We had gotten up to the hospital scene with the mental patient who committed suicide. That was the last thing that we touched on. I actually made a... So, like, we were talking about the scene and kind of, like, breaking it down.
Yeah, listen to Chris's fucking...
It kind of, like...
Fire analogy.
It kind of, like, the meaning... Or, like, the message behind it. Because, you know, you've got a bunch of people locked up... Or, you know, cooped up in a hospital. There's a lot of fear, a lot of sorrow, anxiety going on. You got people whose loved ones have been killed. You know, people are worried that their loved ones might have been killed and haven't been found yet.
Right.
You know, you have all this going on. Fear, anxiety, anger. And then you have somebody that's fucking say, yeah, we know we're gonna perform a lynch mob on this fucking guy. And no, everybody's just thinking with their emotions at this point. There's no logic going on. It's just straight up anger, fear, anxiety, all of this put together. And I was just basically saying, this is basically real human nature. Yeah. This is how people really are. Yeah, this is real behavior.
I don't think they ever really explored that in the franchise before.
Yeah, and then I basically said, and if you want to see an example of people behaving this way, just look at the 2020 riots.
Yeah.
Where people
watch
just...
Watch
the news. And you still see shit like this to this day. But you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where it's like...
Hysteria breaks loose and people want to handle it in their own special way. And
yeah.
It only makes matters worse.
Exactly.
I think that was a really good scene.
Honestly, I saw a lot of people that didn't like it.
It was misplaced or it was kind of too long.
Yeah, and some people said that they didn't really understand it.
If you didn't understand that, then I don't...
I mean...
It's not that complicated.
You don't want to call anybody stupid.
I don't want to call anybody stupid.
But you're fucking stupid.
You're fucking stupid. Because I think it was very, very... I think it was very upfront. But like you said, that exactly the way you just broke it down is they tried to make sure to put a lot of emphasis on that, and I thought it was good. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
It's the guy from the first one with the umbrella.
Yes.
People don't remember.
Yeah.
And
remember
when he gets in the car and you hear Figaro, Figaro? Yes. Remember the fucking guy in the first one saying that?
Oh,
yeah, they paid attention to so much detail, not only from the last one, but from the original as well. Like,
and there was something else we brought up about this too. Oh, what's the sheriff's name? The one who said, you see what Michael's done to us? He's turned us into monsters.
Sheriff Brackett.
Dave Brackett. I couldn't think of his fucking
Sheriff
name
Brackett,
before.
Who, after 40-plus years, has finally been killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was He killed everyone that he didn't get a hand on, really.
Everyone. He killed Lonnie,
He killed Lonnie.
Lonnie, get your ass away from
that. I love that.
Yep. Lonnie finally went into the house and...
They finally mustered up the courage to walk into the house.
And Michael got him.
And he got him.
I think my favorite kill in the movie, though, has to be... It's probably not the best... It's definitely not the best one, but probably my favorite one, which you guys probably touched on this already, is when the girl has the gun.
Yeah,
and he kicks the door.
I think that might be the best kill.
You know what I said? I think it was the funniest one.
Mm-hmm.
Because this bitch missed every fucking shot except the one that hits her in the face.
I was talking about it with you last night, Chris.
Yeah.
Getting stabbed up the armpit.
Little John and Big John.
I love that, by the way. I thought that shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He's an equal killer. He's killing
everything. He don't care.
Racial couples.
Black, white, gay.
Gay couples. That's beautiful. If you want to
include
everybody.
Yeah, why discriminate?
So let's do it right.
There are two things I want to bring up about the kills in this movie. So we already mentioned, the kills in this movie are brutal.
Absolutely.
Now, two things. Number one, did you guys notice he killed a little kid in this movie?
He did kill a kid in this movie. Well, he killed a kid in the last one, too.
Who?
Remember when the father and son are in the truck?
Oh, that's right!
Talking about how he really wants to be a dancer.
That's right!
He won't kill infants.
I forgot about that scene where they got stuck in the car.
Well, no, they
oh, no, and wasn't there something with the bus?
They pull up to the bus.
The bus, yeah.
He's like, you know, Dad, I really want to be a dancer. He's like,
I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
But
he won't kill an infant because in Halloween 2018, you remember when he kills the lady with the hammer?
Yeah.
He just walks past the crib?
Yeah.
He won't kill a baby.
So, yeah, so...
He'll kill a dog because he needs food.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But,
that too in the beginning when they showed the flashback.
There's
a dead dog in here.
Yeah, that's
he was
right.
eating the dog in the original. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like...
Didn't catch these little...
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people didn't see... Well, in the theater I was in, when I saw it the second time, like, when he kills the kid Oscar in the first one on the fence. These people were, like, shocked. I was like, you don't remember that happening in the first one? Like,
when we were in the theater, too, there was a lot of people I heard, like, kind of, like...
reacting to things like happen in the last movie.
Yeah, and I was like, did you guys not watch the other one?
A lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
But that attention to detail that they... Oh, and the dude... And Loomis in the movie, too, I found out that apparently that wasn't any, like, CGI or anything.
Really?
They got an actor, I can't think of the guy's name, that really looks
like him.
Like, resembles him. And they just did a little prosthetic makeup.
No shit.
That's what I read.
No shit.
That's what I read, yeah.
I like the flashbacks, too. I
thought it was like a CGI, like in Rogue One kind of thing.
Mm-mm.
Holy shit. Amazing. So what were you saying about the flashbacks?
No, I just really enjoyed like how that was done in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I love that.
Like the whole backstory on that cop.
Yep.
And he shot his fellow man.
I
like,
love that.
I thought that was great. Like, there's so much everything matters in this movie. Every mm-hmm. little detail matters.
It's funny that you say that, though. Because a lot of the reviews, of course, I don't listen to them.
Yeah.
You don't, he doesn't. Watch it for yourself. If you know, if you don't care, you don't watch it.
Exactly, but, yeah.
A lot of people said it doesn't really offer anything to the franchise.
I completely disagree.
That's what I said.
And another thing I saw that critics said was it's not really innovative. And my thing is this. In what way? Because, number one, you've seen, like, Michael is brutal in this movie. The kills are fucking great. The story, you know, everything kind of connects with each other. And not only that, but the whole thing with the hospital and the message it's trying to send. And there's a lot of, like, there's a lot going on. And my thing is this. Does it, I mean, let's just say it doesn't innovate. Does it really need to? You know what I'm trying to say?
It's a slasher movie.
It's a slasher movie. Does it, like, what the fuck are we watching here? Shakespeare?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a slasher movie.
But with that said, I still think it expands on the story that these gentlemen are trying to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at what they've done with a lot of franchises, how they go back and they retcon things and a lot of things they ruin.
Yes.
Now, I've been a fan of the Star Wars stuff that's been done, and a lot of people haven't been. I will admit that there's a lot of stuff that they did that is absolutely throwaway. The best thing they've done being The Mandalorian, but I like how they go back and they connect things and... So, maybe there's examples of Star Wars and, like, Disney kind of ruining things, and they definitely fucked up Terminator.
Oh, my God.
That's another example. I have not seen anything after Salvation.
I heard Dark Fate was really bad.
So, I just feel like, with Terminator has become DC Comics. Anytime they come up with something shitty, they just reset the timeline again. Right. It's fucking ridiculous.
Right. So, it's like...
I do with DC.
They're an example of going back and not doing... But I think... With Halloween, it's like what they've done with this to me is better what they've done with the original franchise, like in certain ways. And I don't mean Halloween 1 and 2. I mean like more like when you get into like 5 and 6. That's what, and you know, as I've talked about it with you a million times, I've talked about it with Joe a million times. I can't stand
Joe, he's right there.
I can't stand the curse of Michael Myers.
Oh, I know you hate it.
And that was my biggest fear from 2018, was with the doctor.
Yes.
That I thought it was going to get into the... And look, it's still, they can still go in that direction, because now they're putting more emphasis with this new shit that he is as supernatural as he was.
Yes, yeah.
By not dying and everything.
Yeah, it's not like, not ambiguous, but they never... You remember, they kind of didn't really go too much into the supernatural. Now it's like, no, this motherfucker has been shot, stabbed, everything.
Like
he is supernatural.
What I feel like they avoided in the last one is, which I hope they avoid in Halloween Ends, is that they don't get into what I think is the worst about the franchise, and it's the Curse of Thorn.
Oh my god.
I think, to me...
That's also my least favorite.
It's horrible. Yeah, if he's... this supernatural evil entity that can seemingly live forever and is unstoppable, he's basically death incarnate. That's fine. It's supernatural, but we don't need an upfront in-your-face explanation. I always felt like that worked more for Jason.
Yeah. I feel like where Michael shines is in the mystique and, and the mystery behind
them. Yeah, I agree. Jason, all of that stuff works way
more for Jason.
Yeah.
It more fits that story arc and
exactly,
origin
because
story.
He died when he was a little kid and he comes back as a fucking... Yeah.
And if you go to the lake, you're fucked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but I just, like I said, with all the things that they can ruin today when they retcon old franchises and bring them back, I think these gentlemen have done a very good fucking job.
I agree.
And...
I think it's safe to say Halloween has not been ruined as of yet.
No.
Like with the Blumhouse films.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think... And... If people didn't like the last one, I mean, I'm hearing people that didn't like the last one but love this one.
Like me.
So they're going in a good direction.
But now I think now that I saw this and I could watch both films back to back, I think I'll appreciate
the first one more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like this perfectly ties. Like if you can play them stereo into each other, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like
for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I remember before we watched the movie, I think Blastoise or Peter might have said it to you because you were vocal in the car about like
yeah.
you didn't really feel the first one that much, and I think Blastoise was like, I think this one will probably make you appreciate this one a lot
no,
more.
No, yeah, it was after, and I said I think it was before.
Yeah, while we were in the car.
Yeah, and yeah. I said yeah, you know what? Maybe it will. Like if this movie like is good and I like it, then I probably will appreciate it.
I was all in for this one, bro. Yeah. I fucking like bought the t-shirt, I bought the fucking soundtrack, and I'm going, I hope I don't hate this movie.
I remember like, you said that to
yeah,
me like 2 days
because that
before.
Happens a lot. I bought a lot of merchandise in the past. Thank you. I bought a lot of merchandise in the past and I end up hating the fucking movie, man. But no, this...
Like Justice League?
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Whedon's Justice
League. Joss Whedon's Justice League, to be exact. Precise. I think
Joss League.
Yeah, but I don't know. Alright, how about this? Let's do this. I thought this was cool. So we all can say we enjoyed Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yo, and it took me a little bit to realize, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but Little John from Mad TV.
Mm-hmm.
He was Stewart. Remember Stewart from Mad
TV? Yeah.
Stop! You don't remember that?
He was like... He was always being like pajamas.
Yeah, he was
shit,
like a
right?
He was like a man child.
Well, I'll pull up a Google image for you, Chris.
Oh man, I recognized that was him, and I was like, that's fucking brilliant.
Something I fucking forgot to mention. Did anybody notice? You remember when Michael killed all those people in the park, and he put all those masks on them?
Yeah.
Those are the masks from fucking Season of the Witch.
Yep.
And me and Uncle Brian looked at each other, and we went. Yo, well, those are the massive fucking Season of the
Witch.
That's
what I appreciate about this fucking... About these movies is that they really do throw all that shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, for the people that know, like you said...
And not for nothing, but seeing this version of Michael, like, making art out of dead people, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it reminds me... Oh, shit! Okay. Okay, oh, shit!
Yeah, that's him.
I forgot all about this shit. Drink too much.
I feel like Rob Zombie tried to do that in his remake.
Not for nothing.
Where he tries to make him a little creative with the kills. Like he put the pumpkin on the dude's head and hung him.
Dude, when he kills that guy in the fucking stall, I'm Grizzly Jones, bitch. Yeah.
I love that scene.
Is like one of my. I love so many things about that first Rob Zombie Halloween movie. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'll skull fuck the shit out of you. I laugh every fucking time.
I love that.
People look at those movies and they don't like it because they think that that's what made Michael a maniac. No. He was born a maniac.
Yeah.
That's what Rob Zombie's trying to tell you. He was born a maniac. It's just the things didn't help his...
Yeah.
You know.
He didn't...
Yeah.
There was no one really there to really help.
He probably would have killed anyway. Maybe not as soon.
Yeah. Or maybe not as harshly.
Yeah, exactly. But... And then, you know, he just took a fat shit over the second one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't blame him for that one. I know it's... Hey, stop it, you. I'm a big Rob Zombie mark, but I gotta say that the only reason he made that movie was because of money.
Yeah, well, he's kind of said that.
Yeah, I like that because he's not afraid to admit it. He's like, yeah, you know, it made a bunch of money and they wanted another one. So I made them another one. And he just gave them a piece of shit.
So that he didn't have to do a third one.
Exactly. That's really what happened, and it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But,
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven. This is what so we talked about Halloween Kills, but I want to talk about this. If you had to rank Halloween movies, which in the franchise do you like the most? Like, what would you?
So like a top three? You want me to give you?
Whatever you want.
I would go. This would be for me personally. I'd go original, the second one that follows that. Man, I might put Kills as my third, to be honest. I've watched it 3 times already.
And then Rob Zombie next.
Yeah, and if I would throw a first, yeah, that first Rob Zombie movie, man, I could watch it over and over again. It's I saw that in the movies a bunch of times when it came out.
I think my list is pretty much the same.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I really enjoyed Halloween Kills.
Yeah, we all came out of that going, that was awesome.
I'd have to say my list is probably the same, but I would probably squeeze somewhere in there Halloween 4.
Yeah, you know what? Because
I really, I
that's
like
a good movie.
Until they got to the end, like I said, until they got to the end of 5, where they were going into the, you know, the guy breaks him out of jail, yeah. And they go, that sucks. But, yeah, I'd probably squeeze 4 in there. I like the whole aspect of you know, I think Jamie was a great character.
Yeah, and the ending was just...
Yeah, exactly. Her just basically becoming him.
Bone-chilling. You know?
Yeah. Word.
Which, again, it's the supernatural thing, but it doesn't have to be like, you know, I don't need a cult and a successor to Michael.
No, and the thing
is stupid.
I would have enjoyed it more if, instead of doing this cult shit, if it was literally just Jamie killing people. Or Jamie growing up and being fucking psychotic and basically breaking out of a mental prison and eating dogs.
Apparently they had an idea where they were gonna, like, go around killing together, apparently.
That seems like a little, like... What is it, the fucking dynamic duo like of serial killing? Like, yeah. Batman and Robin of serial killers?
But,
Batman and Batgirl?
I was watching this YouTube video the other day. They apparently had a ton of fucking ideas that didn't go down.
Interesting.
Some of them would have been cool, and some of them were fucking terrible. Or there was a comic book that's what there was that I was reading about too. It was a comic book from Chaos Comics where, like, it goes into like the Curse of the Thorn, and then like eventually Laurie Strode becomes the killer. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
I fucking hate that shit.
I wish fucking Paramount and New Line would just get over this Friday.
Oh my god, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, because, man, how long are we going to have to wait for my boy?
I know, look, I don't think he broke the kill count.
He's going to break it in the next one. Yeah,
I think he's got like 11 more, or 12 more.
Yeah, he's not far.
Because he killed like 17 people in this movie.
Yeah.
Or like something like, maybe more.
Yo, hashtag free Jason Voorhees.
See, that's the thing. I did watch it fucking like 3 times. I still didn't count how many people he fucking killed.
Yo, he definitely kills a lot.
It's got to be at least 17 to 20.
Yeah, because it is a lot.
He kills like 11 firefighters in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the fucking lynch mob at the end, which is at least fucking 10, fucking 12 people.
Yo, I've been saying this so much. I was on the phone with Tino last night. And we were talking about the movie, and I was like, yo, that bitch gave him that whole inspirational monologue with his mask. And he was like, bet, bitch, give me like 5 minutes. Like, I'm gonna kill everybody. Yep. I love that scene.
He was not pussy, bro.
Yo, he was never the dame.
I like how they shot it in like,
Just run your finger across the track.
Though. I like how they
shot it. Oh, that's what she said. Run your finger across my fucking clit.
Hey! I like how they shot it like, with really bright lights against like a black backdrop.
The final killing scene.
I really liked that a lot. Yeah. That was cool. That was like stylistically a good choice.
Two things.
He made it work.
Interesting though. Like, you remember like they left his mask on the ground?
Yeah.
Right before he starts going to work. My man just picks up the mask and puts it on. I love that. That's so badass.
Yeah, that was a very cool scene for sure.
But what if his power is linked to the mask?
I don't know.
But then...
No, but he killed
Silver him. Shamrock made the mask.
So it all comes back to Silver Shamrock, bro.
I don't know.
No, imagine Michael Myers is just a fucking android.
Oh, God. with the fucking egg yolk. The fucking egg yolk that comes out of him.
Oh, shit.
So weird.
Bro, can you go? I can see that. I can see that.
Oh,
being
my
a thing.
God.
Oh, if it was directed by W.S. Anderson,
bro,
that would happen.
What the egg yolk, bro? But you brought up fucking Friday the 13th. I hope they figure something out, because what we were supposed to get, which they've been talking about it for like, I feel like 10 years already. They were supposed to do like a TV show?
Yeah.
Was it going to be like an anthology, or was it going to actually follow Jason? I don't really remember.
I think it was supposed to be Jason.
It was an anthology.
Right? That's what I don't
know. And also, the game is dead. Because it is fucking lawsuit.
That's right.
You could play it like offline, but you can't play it like co-op with people.
It's fucking terrible because, like, you know, they had so much planned, so many cool updates, and is dead.
And once again, man, like, it sucks that like it's such a money hungry business, because the fans, like us, like we've been sitting here like since the Michael Bay film going, what the fuck? Like,
and I like that one.
Talking about movies that people slam on the internet, I love that. You ever seen The Killer Cut?
No.
The Killer Cut, so much more. I like the detail with the locket, with the girl.
Yeah.
She looks like his mom.
Yep.
A lot of people were like, that was stupid. I'm like, no, that like makes it so much more fucking interesting.
It's driving him.
Yeah. Because he doesn't harm her at all. He just yokes her up and holds her down.
Yeah, keeps it, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Like, oh man, I really do enjoy that movie. There's some funny lines in that movie too. Like when homeboy's fucking that bitch, he's like, you have perfect nipple placement.
It's stupendous. Yeah, that was a good movie, bro. But they, like, that's, I want them to, like, figure that the fuck out. And then another thing that I want that I've said 1,000 times is, like, you bring everybody back for these fucking movies. And people are reprising their roles from fucking forever ago. And it's like, oh shit, you know, fucking Jamie Lee Curtis and Linda Hamilton and all this. It's like, why the fuck can't they just, like, do a Nightmare on Elm Street with Robert Englund as Freddy one more time?
Yeah.
I agree.
I've said it so many times, like, I'm annoying myself. Like, could you just do it? Like, he's alive. He seems like he's good enough to do it. And, like, the thing that it always is, it's like, oh, well, you know, he's too old. Oh, I'm too old. Like, no, motherfucker, that's bullshit.
No.
They don't want you, and you don't know, you can't say it.
Yeah, and he's vocalized that he would do one more. I saw, like, it was an old interview, like, probably, like, 7 years now, but, like, he said, like, I would do one more, and the only other one I would do is if they did Freddy and Jason 2. And I would fucking do it. And that, too, like, we got... That movie gets a lot of weird shit on the internet. That is such an awesome fucking film.
That's one of the best in both of the franchises.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
It really is.
It's so watchable.
It's you know a movie is good when it's rewatchable.
Yeah. If I could go back, like, from the age of 10, I've probably seen that movie like 3,000 times.
Yeah, me too. Like, I've watched it a ridiculous amount of times.
It's a fucking great movie. Like, it's a fucking simple script. It's to the fucking point. This is what's going on.
You think a Jason and Michael movie would work if the like with the right story?
Not if Freddy's not involved.
Yeah, right. You'd have to tie him in.
You'd have to have Freddy involved.
Yeah. Oh my god. Imagine fucking Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Imagine like the nightmare sequences.
But they always. And I remember that you made a comic book years ago. It was Freddy versus Jason with Ash
from the Evil Dead. Yeah.
That movie could have fucking worked.
Yeah, that was supposed to be part two, wasn't it?
That's what they always, like, talked about. I don't know if that was ever, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
But.
Fuck, that would have been cool.
Why the fuck not? There's comedy aspects to fucking both franchises in so many ways that, like, how could you not get it to work?
Yeah.
You know, and think about, like, some kind of, like, witty banter between Ash and fucking Freddy.
Yeah.
Like, you know. They gotta figure their fucking shit out.
Yeah, man. Hashtag free Voorhees.
Really?
Not for nothing. But this is what gets to me is, how is it that, a video game, like, fucking Dead by Daylight, can get every single one of these fucking horror icons in one game?
Yeah, but we can't... fucking figure out, like, a movie for,
like,
certain people.
Come on!
Yeah.
What's the deal with that game? How does that... Is that, like, an official, like...
What, Dead by Daylight?
Yeah, like, that...
So, essentially, like, the game has its own, like, original killers.
Right.
And what they basically do is they come out with, like, down... You know, like DLCs. Like, the little expansion packs. And, you know, they... Expansion packs? You remember those good old days of Destiny? Yo, the expansion pack? And, you know, they come up with the expansions. But, bro, at this point, they got Michael Myers.
Ghostface, right?
They got Ghostface.
Freddy Krueger's in there.
They got Freddy. Like, and who else they got? I think they got...
Leatherface, I think.
I think they also got a Hook from fucking I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, what the fuck? How is it that Fortnite could get all this cool shit? Did you see that Ghostface is in fucking Fortnite now?
Yeah, that's...
How is it that Fortnite gets all this good shit, but we can't get a fucking movie like this?
Yeah, for real. Money-hungry bastards, bro.
It's bullshit. I want a fucking movie with these people, with these motherfuckers, but yeah, Fortnite gets it.
Yeah, it's... It's a cool time to, I guess, be a horror fan, but then again, like, who? Michael and Chucky seem like, and Ghostface are their only ones with their days in the sun right now.
Yeah, they're alive and well.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. If you were to do, if you were, like, commissioned to write a script for another Friday the 13th, but it's not Freddy, it's not like a Freddy vs. Jason sequel, it's like Jason standalone. I'll ask the both of you. What would you, like, do, like, at this point? Like, he's pretty much done everything. He fought people with a girl with telekinetic powers. He's been to Manhattan, damn it. He's been to space.
Yeah, he has.
2,000 years into the future.
He's been to hell.
He's been to hell.
Yeah.
He's been disembodied. Yeah, he's been disembodied and put in other people.
Yeah. Damn, I don't
That movie was a piece of
that's
shit.
That's a bad movie.
You know what the
movie.
Best part of that movie is?
The ending.
The ending.
Yeah.
That movie's awful.
Holy
when
shit.
I was younger. Fuck it, I'm about to embarrass myself. But when I was younger,
you do that. You do that every
day. Yeah.
You do that every day when you wake up.
That's true. Yo, so when I was younger, I had the DVD, and I would pause at the fucking sex scene in the fucking tent.
Oh, wait,
and
he stabs the bitch. Yeah.
And I would whack, bro.
Yeah.
I had the little mini DVD player, bro. And at night when everybody was sweeping, I'd go under the blanket.
Yeah. My man would bat his little bean bag.
His little ball bag, bro.
But that's true, though. What do you? I would like to see a continuation to the Michael Bay fucking movie. Because doesn't the girl gets away? Doesn't she? Don't that bitch live?
Yeah, but don't he come out
the at the end? Yeah, you're right. Nobody.
Everybody dies.
Wait, what about a homeboy from the... Tom, is his name Tommy Jarvis? Did I get that right?
Yeah, Tommy Jarvis.
That motherfucker never died, right?
No, they even had him in the game.
Yes, he is in the game.
They even had him in the game, bro.
No, he didn't die.
No.
Yo, where that motherfucker at, bro? There you go. That's what I would do.
There you go.
Yeah.
And even if he did die, who gives a fuck? Because no one stays dead in these fucking movies. Not even the fucking... Look, fucking Laurie Strode fucking died.
Bro, he comes back at Camp Crystal Lake to try to finish the job he fucked up.
I dig it. I dig it.
What does he call him? I know he calls him a pussy, but he calls him some... He calls him something else that they repeat a lot. There's a lot of memes of that shit on the internet. Fuck.
I don't know if you guys mentioned this before, but what do you think of the Scream 5 trailer?
I dig it.
Fire.
I dig it.
I have tons of theories.
Let's hear them.
So well, I told...
Actually, can I actually...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Can
I'm sorry, too.
Yeah.
Your Friday the 13th thing.
So I just thought of it. I just thought of it on the spot. You know what I would do? I wouldn't put it in modern day.
Okay.
Okay? What I would do is I would fucking go back to maybe like... The 70s,
okay.
Right? I would place it in the 70s, maybe like the 70s, right? And I would have Michael Myers go to Newark, New Jersey, and he would fight against the fucking Sopranos.
I'm buying the ticket.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah. Or I'll place it in the 90s and early 2000s. And it'll be fucking Tony Soprano versus Jason Voorhees.
Jesus fucking Christ, Jason.
But then what can happen is at the end, like, they come to this compromise. And then Tony realizes that he could be his enforcer. So, like, him and Furio could work together.
Yo, he brings Furio back from Italy.
You know?
Yo.
Furio, you ever see one of those slasher movies? Stupid the fuck in a movie.
Bro.
Stupid the fuck in a mask.
The many saints of Camp Crystal Lake.
I love it. I love it.
So...
Yo, you see?
Jason, come here, you gagoots.
Oh, fuck. So
just imagine though, like fucking like, just imagine like he's attacking one of the fucking, like imagine he's like attacking like fucking Bobby, and then you got fucking Paulie going, oh!
It's not my fault you drowned in the lake. Why you gotta be so nasty for?
Why you gotta be so nasty, fucking Bobby?
Bro, alright, so you're fucking, like, because this has been driving me crazy since the trailer dropped. Who the fuck is this?
The killer?
Your theories, boys. Just
so,
fucking
he had a theory.
So,
go ahead.
I have a theory. I might have mentioned it to both of you. So, Dylan Minnette, who played Clay Jensen in 13 Reasons Why, is in the movie. So, I might be overthinking this, but this is what I think. If you look at the very few snippets you get of him in the trailer, he kind of has a very similar hairstyle to Matthew Lillard from the first one. He's kind of dressed very late 99, 2000s punk rocky. Just like Stu. I'm thinking maybe they're fucking related.
In what way?
I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Couldn't be a kid.
Yeah, no, can't be a kid. But maybe a little brother.
Couldn't really be a little brother.
Cousin? No, you don't think so? We're super into the future. We're like super years past.
There's a big gap there.
True. True.
This movie came out 25 years ago.
True.
And if it's set in, if it's following like actual timeline of like real life.
Oh yeah.
I'm guessing it's set in present day, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, maybe I was thinking too into it, but his style just kind of seems very similar.
Maybe if he's they're killing together.
Or that, like I said, I could be thinking into it a lot, but that stuck out to me when I saw the trailer, and I was like, motherfucker kind of dressing like
him.
But
what if, like, Billy and Stu raped Sydney's mom, right? So what if that's the bastard child of either Billy and Stu? That's her fucking half-fucking brother.
That's some Game of Thrones shit, bro. That's some Game of Thrones shit, bro.
I don't know. Yo. So it kind of goes with what you're saying,
yeah.
But...
okay, we can tie that together.
I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, like, if it's his actual... fuck, bro.
I don't know, because if you...
that's pretty fucked.
Yeah, that is fucked. Because, I don't know, that stood out to me in the trailer a lot. Like, he's kind of dressed like...
no, but then that doesn't make sense. I'm a retard because they killed her. How could she have a baby if she's dead?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What an idiot. I don't know, bro. I all right, here's... I'll just come out and say it flat out. I don't got shit. So continue with what you were saying.
But, no, that's pretty much all I got. I just felt like when I looked at him in the trailer, he looks like he's, like, resembles a younger Stu.
And what did they say in the trailer? That the killer is going after everyone related... people that were related to the... people
to the victims.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? Not for nothing. This sounds... I play... what the fuck? I think I played a video game that did exactly that. Or was it something? I saw something that had the same exact fucking plot.
When does that shit come out? January?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to see that.
You know what my theory is? My theory is it's Dewey.
I hate that.
And you know what?
Why?
Because...
Why? Go ahead.
So, he's no longer a cop.
Because here's the thing. Sorry to cut you off.
Okay, go ahead.
People were quick to say that this week.
Really?
That it was Dewey. I've seen it
really?
Online. Yes. But no one can fucking tell you why.
All right.
So I want to hear this.
So, this is it. Dewey's no longer a cop, right? My man became a professional wrestler. Got hit in the head with too many chairs and too many light bulbs.
He was Chris Benoit
and he has eye.
And now he got CTE. And now he just goes full Chris Benoit. And now his brain is so fucked up it's like hamburger meat. And now my man is donning the mask of Ghostface. And now he's Ghostface. Because he has CTE.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's better than the fourth one. Yeah. Well, he's got CTE, bro. He just Benoit's his whole fucking... oh, this is bad. His whole fucking family. Bro. The fourth one.
It was her,
her cousin?
Her cousin,
or her
yeah.
cousin, or niece, or cousin? No, cousin,
yeah,
I think.
But why? What was the reasoning?
Just to try and throw you off at the end? I don't know.
Yeah, but like, what was her motive?
I don't remember.
Because she's jealous that her fucking cousin...
Oh, she gets all the fame and publicity.
I said IED, like what Randy Orton said. I'm fucking wrong.
IED? What the fuck? You're talking about fucking bombs in Afghanistan? Listen, man, do you know how many of my fucking friends got fucking blown up by one of those?
Nah, bro, Randy Orton had intermittent explosive disorder.
Randy Orton said.
Yo, man, that's why he smacked Vince McMahon, bro. He had IED. Maybe Stu has, I mean, fucking Dewey has IED. I don't know.
I think it's Stu, personally. I think it's just Stu.
Yeah. Or what if now it's just Sydney? And now Sydney's become his sister's cunt.
She's a sister's cunt now. I think it's Stu. I don't think he was actually killed at all. At the end of the day, she did drop a TV on his head. I mean,
yeah, maybe his face is just all fucked.
Oh, now he has CTE.
Yeah. And I mean, look, it's like one could say, like, well, wouldn't she be entitled to know?
But you're not entitled
alive,
to shit.
If he was alive or not, why? The system lies to you all the time.
Exactly.
It does the wrong thing. It fails us all the fucking time. And look at what fucking Halloween explores.
Yeah.
There you go. So what the fuck? How do we know that they didn't find him? He wasn't alive. He wasn't put in an ICU, then put in a mental institution. How does he get out? I don't know. Figure it out. I don't get paid for this shit.
Yo. That would be a dope ass.
I don't know.
Can I ask y'all a question? Am I the only one who wants both Lori and Sydney to both die?
I don't know about Sydney. I want Lori to die.
I want Lori to die. I mean, I know she died, but then didn't die.
Laurie Strode's gonna die.
She should die in the next one.
Yeah, Laurie Strode's gonna die. I think they're gonna do exactly what they fucking... I basically foreshadowed in this movie.
Or like they both
die. She says,
die.
I gotta take his head and blah, 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 and whatever the fuck. And...
Or she takes his head and then she gets the curse of Michael Myers.
Fucking Loomis comes back with that was the fucking producer's cut of Halloween 6 at the end that he gets the curse at the
one. Yes, where Loomis gets
fucking
the curse.
Horrible. Fucking shitty movie.
Ah!
Yeah. And he's bugging the fuck out.
And then you remember Michael walks out of the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. Before she cuts his head off, throws it in the river, right? And then the end credits is homeboy at Camp Crystal Lake. Oh, what the fuck is that?
Bro.
Yo, I don't know. I'm just smoking crack over here. No, I'm not. I mean...
All I know is Lori needs to die.
Or it ends, right? She kills him and then she drives with her daughter to Camp Crystal Lake. That's the end credit scene.
Or the daughter becomes the next Michael Myers because she has CTE now.
I'll be getting crazy.
Yo, can we talk about Cameron? Can we talk about the way Cameron got killed?
My man got fucked up bad.
Bro, you know what me and this fucking dude Brian were doing in the theater? With each time my man Michael was hit with the push, we would go, oh, 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 oh.
I can't watch a horror movie with Peter, bro. He had me dying the whole fucking movie. Anytime he smoked somebody, Peter was like, oh, it's quiet.
It's quiet. They, fucking...
Oh,
I liked, we'll keep going back to this movie, because we fucking loved it. When he's testing the knives out on the guy...
Yeah!
So he goes through, like, the whole fucking block of knives just to get to the one he likes.
He's like, oh, shit, I like this one. This one got the perfect weight to it. The light bulb to the neck.
Yeah, that was a good kill.
Yo, you know what I said? I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know Michael was in GCW now.
Yeah. He's the king of hardcore.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Maybe that's the next movie. Michael Myers versus Nick Gage for the GCW World Heavyweight Championship.
To be honest, I'd buy a ticket.
I'd like to see them fucking battle it out with pizza cutters.
Yeah.
Yo,
you know what I watched that I never saw before? I never watched Scanners.
Really?
I never saw Scanners before.
How about Screamers?
No.
No?
No.
I haven't seen it.
I think Peter Weller's in that one.
Is he?
Yeah.
I watched Scanners and I don't know why, I just...
Scanners is a good movie.
I like it. I liked it a lot. I don't know if I would really consider it a horror movie, but... I don't know if it's a horror movie, per se, but...
Nice.
Well,
Maybe.
I guess kind of, right?
Kind of.
You guys ever seen Poultrygeist?
No. Poultrygeist?
You ever heard of the company Troma?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a...
Poultrygeist?
It's a fucking, like, the budget for this movie must
is
be...
That the, is that the same production company that makes the movie about the tire?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, the fucking tire?
But, like, this, the budget for this thing must have been, like, $30,000. Like, it's a movie about a fast food place. And, like, when you eat the chicken, you become a killer chicken.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yo, what is it? Captain Spaulding's chicken.
There you go.
Yo, it's a fucking stupid movie.
Did ya? Keep talking.
No, that's all I have to say. It's... If you have, like, a night where you're like, I want to watch something dumb, just watch that
Poultrygeist movie
and then come talk. That might be a Whiskey Wednesday.
I love a stupid horror movie.
You know, it's...
All right, I got one for you guys. I got one for you guys. We should watch this and talk about it on the show.
What?
Black Sheep, 2006. Have y'all ever seen this?
No.
So, are you ready for this? It is a film about zombie sheep virus. So
go ahead.
You remember I showed you that little clip? Joe, have you ever seen this movie?
No.
So there's basically a virus that turns you into a zombified sheep. And basically, this movie is just sheep going around eating motherfuckers.
Like bad.
Yes. Yes. And they come at you in groups of like 100 and they just tear you to pieces. And so there's actually a couple of characters in the movie that get bit by the sheep. So there's a guy that gets bit on his leg. And he's wearing like a boot, like a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, good thing I was wearing my boot. And then later on, like, they're hiking through like a mountain. And my man is having like fucking like foot pain. And he's probably thinking, oh shit, it's my gout or some shit. Then the motherfuckers pull his boot off, and he got a goat fucking leg in his boot.
Goat leg?
He got a goat leg. And then there's another guy that gets bit on the hand, and then later on, he fucking looks at his hand, like he just fucking lifts it up, and my man got a goat fucking leg for a hand.
A goat leg.
And what is he like? Ah!
Yeah, and it's funny because you see him like slowly becoming a goat, and then like he's like, and I think one of the characters is his brother. It's like two brothers. You got the good brother and the evil brother, and the evil brother gets fucking infected because his karma. And I think there's like a scene where he's talking to the brother, or he's talking to somebody, and he goes, "You fucking bastard!" And then he like puts his hand over his mouth like what the fuck is happening? You fucking bastard! It's fucking...
Oh my god.
Black Sheep?
Black Sheep. 2006.
Okay.
You can watch it for free on YouTube.
Oh shit, okay.
I gotta watch this tonight. I gotta roll up a fat doobie and watch Black Sheep tonight for sure.
I gotta find where you can watch Poultrygeist too. Because...
Bro,
Frankenhooker? Anybody ever seen...
I've seen Frankenhooker.
That fucking ending.
I like that shit. So dumb.
That shit is so fried.
They gotta make more fucking movies like that.
You know, there was actually another film by the same director. What's his name?
I can't remember.
Jeez. Hold up.
Poultrygeist is streaming for free on Roku.
Who the fuck actually owns a Roku, though?
Me.
Yeah, because you're a fucking loser. Let me stop.
Yo, that's a nice TV, my man.
Brain Damage. You ever watch Brain Damage?
No.
1988. You can actually also watch this film for free on YouTube.
Fucking love it.
So, it's by the same director as Frankenhooker. And so, this dude comes into contact with a fucking alien, right? And basically, this alien, he's like this big. He looks like a little fucking, like a slug. He just looks like a fucking, like a, I don't know, like an 8-inch slug. And fucking, he like attaches himself to the guy. He's like a parasite. But the, I forgot the slug's name. He has like a funny name. And he fucking, oh, I think it's Wilmer. I think his name is Wilmer.
Wilmer.
And fucking, he produces like what they call blue juice. And basically he bites you on like the back of the neck and you become addicted to it. It's like a drug, right? And he's like, oh, you know, you want some of my blue juice.
Jesus Christ.
And fucking, so when this, so this is actually pretty interesting. And this is another thing about, like, it's a, it's the 1980s, you know, horror, like, you know, it's kind of comedy horror.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything,
you know?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And but so basically what ends up happening is that he'll be like, oh, let's go for a walk. And then like the dude, he like blacks out and then he wakes up with his like blood all over him. Because Wilmer went and fucking killed a bunch of bitches and he ate their brains and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And he's using him as like his host to go and kill people so he can eat brains. But anytime the dude tries to resist Wilmer, he's like, okay, well, then you're not getting any of my blue juice. And so there's like a scene. It's a beautiful scene. And anybody who has either struggled with drug addiction or know someone who struggled with drug addiction, this is going to be a fucking crazy scene to watch. There's a scene where they're in the bathroom, right? And he's like, you know what? No, we're not doing this. The dude, he's like, we're not fucking doing this. And Wilmer's in the sink. Right? Like, he's in the fucking bathroom sink, and he's, like, in the water, and my man is, like, bobbing back and forth. He's like, I'll wait all night because you can't resist my blue juice. And then he starts singing, and my man is sitting there. He's like, I'm not gonna do it. And literally, you just see, like, the scene, just time goes on throughout the night, and my man starts having the biggest withdrawals. Like, drug withdrawals. Like, if you're, like, a heroin addict.
He needs that blue juice.
And just going, like, and trying to go cold turkey. And you see him. He's, like, sweating.
Bugging out.
And he just looks terrible. And he's, like, fucking vomiting all over the place. He's getting sick. Cold turkey. Just, it's happening, like,
right.
Very quickly. And Wilmer's just little sitting in the sink just doing this.
Just taunting his
ass. Taunting him for hours and hours. Just taunting him. And this dude is really trying his best to resist. And Wilmer's just like, how much longer can you resist?
Wilmer.
For some of my blue juice. And then the guy, you know, he's just like, no, no. And bro, he's like, it's terrible. He just looks terrible. And it's just like, holy shit. Like, you just fully depicted what a drug addict goes through during a fucking cold turkey.
Yeah, that's what was great about a lot of those movies.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like the movie is ridiculous.
Yeah, but they did touch upon a lot of these, like, funky fucking things that were going on.
Yeah.
In society.
And not for nothing, but I was watching that, and I'm like, holy shit, that is some...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you are someone who struggled with addiction, like, you would watch that and go, whoa, I've been there, dude.
Yeah, because...
Except, you know, they're doing it with a fucking alien, and, you know, it's funny, but at the same time...
It's kind of scary, because it's kind of true to fucking what it is to be dependent on a substance.
Yeah, and then eventually, he gives in.
To the blue juice.
The blue juice.
What was the fucking movie that Peter Jackson did? That's why Journey in the Darkness was a great set of fucking... The third one's coming out soon.
Yeah, Phil was telling me about
that. Yeah, those are fucking fantastic because you learn about a lot of shit that you didn't know about, but fuck, I can't remember the name of the movie. And I don't know why. Because I liked it. I can't remember. It was, basically it's fucking aliens, bro, that come to fucking Earth and they're fucking just trying to take over. But it's so fucking funny, man. Like, this fucking, like, it follows, like, this dude that, like, he busts his fucking head open at some point in the movie and his, like, brain is fucking hanging out.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, takes his fucking belt off to, like, tie his fucking skull together so his brain's fucking staying. And he goes on, like, a fucking rampage. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill aliens. Like, it's fucking unbelievable. And the aliens look so stupid. And they got, like, these big fat heads and these big fat asses. And they're, like, they just use, like, normal guns.
Oh,
like,
so they look like my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And they, I don't know, at the end of the movie, they turn a fucking hat. They turn, like, a fucking normal house into a spaceship. And they just leave. Oh, like, they eat people. That's it. That's basically it. They eat, they get their fill, and then they're like, all right, we're out of here.
All right, goodbye.
They fucking take off. Yeah, it's a nutty-ass fucking...
So basically, it's like Earth is just a giant McDonald's.
Yes, yes. Yes, basically. Yeah, yeah. It's just a flavor we've never had before.
It's just like, holy shit, you know what? We're gonna... Yes, it's like going to like a McDonald's in another country. It's like, oh, shit.
The legendary Peter Jackson, and it's fucking stupid, and that's why I say, do what's in your head, make it, and throw whatever money you can at it. It doesn't even need to be that much, because maybe one day you can make Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Which, but speaking of Lord of the Rings, what do you guys fucking think about this Amazon fucking series?
Yeah, you told me about that probably 4 years ago. What the fuck's going on with that?
Yeah, so it is actually a real thing that is going to come out. They've released, like, pictures, but, like, nothing that gives anything away. So I don't really know what's going on. But from what I've read regarding the Lord of the Rings series, it's not going to follow the characters from the movies that we know and love, which I like that idea.
Yeah, because that story's been told.
Exactly. Not only that, but you don't want to see these characters you love get fucking butchered.
Yeah, they're going to fuck something up.
Exactly. Right. But essentially, you know, there's a whole giant world, you know, with Lord of the Rings. It's a whole giant, you know, because Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, they take place over thousands of years.
There's a lot of lore there to touch.
Exactly. So, essentially, this is brand new characters.
Yeah, think about how much shit Tolkien left you that you could work on, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of its own thing that takes place within Middle-earth, because there's just thousands of years worth of fucking shit going on. So, I like the idea of just...
But why did it take so fucking... Obviously, we had the COVID and shit, but
yeah.
What was from fucking when they announced... Like, what the fuck took so long?
I don't know. I have no clue. Now, I mean, I could only hope that the reason why it's taking long is because they want to make it good.
Yeah, right.
You could only hope. So, let's see what happens.
You would think that delays make things good.
Sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes. Or you could beg somebody for their original cut of a movie.
Yeah.
For a bunch of years until you get what you want.
Look, or you could get a Blade Runner deal and you get fucking 10 different versions of the same movie until the fucking dude says, you know what, let me buy all of them and give you the final cut.
So now, well, I don't know, I think that's gonna be good. When do they say it's...
I don't remember.
2022, hopefully.
So, I mean, there's no trailer, just little pictures they've taken. But, like, nothing like with people in costume. Just, like, you know.
Speaking of things we've been waiting a long time for, what'd you guys think of that Batman trailer?
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo. Horny.
I mean...
We're moving away from horror, and this is a Halloween spooky episode, but not really. And why? Because I like what they've done with the Riddler.
Yeah.
The little that we've seen.
You know,
he's
was
a serial killer. Yeah,
I was telling Joe, like, before we even started recording, I was like, you know what I like? They're not showing you shit with the Riddler. They're not showing you dog shit. And I like that.
To me, I was telling Chris, it almost seems like the reverse Hush story. Like, because in the original trailer, there's like a 3-second snippet of somebody with sunglasses, bandage wrapped face, and a top hat. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It almost seems like they're doing that backwards.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind, because it's Hollywood and they're going
to... Or it could be the Invisible Man.
Moon is frightened of him.
I mean, look, Batman fought fucking Dracula, so...
He did.
Yeah, he did.
They're going to... Well, this guy wants to expose the dark secrets of Gotham's past and the Wayne's connection to it, and that's leading to Court of Owls.
And I like the idea.
Cool.
Honestly, I am looking so forward to this.
I like Riddler.
Yeah.
I always did.
Yeah.
I think if you want to make him more of a serial killer, that's cool, because...
Yeah. I saw at DC fandom, for the most part...
Game looks cool.
Yo, the fucking video games look great. That Flash trailer? Serious. That's definitely Michael Keaton. No,
it's Michael Keaton,
yeah,
bro. These kids wouldn't understand.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. The little bit of Black Adam that they showed.
That too.
Yo, that...
Can I ask you guys a question? You wanna get nuts?
Yo.
Come on.
Let's get nuts.
I'm ready to get nuts. I want some Michael Keaton.
That's a lot of nuts!
Word. I'm really excited for everything that's supposed to come out of the DC universe.
So, I've been wanting to do this on the podcast now for a while. I want to read you guys a story. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you guys at home ready?
The floor is yours.
Oh, is this?
A man is driving down the road, and his car breaks down near a monastery. He goes to the monastery, knocks on the door, and says, "My car broke down. Do you think I could stay the night?" The monks graciously accept him, feed him dinner, even fix his car. As the man tries to fall asleep, he hears a strange sound. A sound unlike anything he's ever heard before. A sound so beautiful yet unknown. He doesn't sleep that night. He tosses and turns, trying to figure out what could possibly be making such a seductive sound. The next morning, he asks the monks what the sound was, but they say, "We can't tell you. You are not a monk." Distraught, the man is forced to leave. Years later, after never being able to forget that sound, the man goes back to the monastery, and he pleads for the answer again. The monks reply, "We can't tell you. You are not a monk." The man says, "If the only way I can find out what is making that beautiful sound is to become a monk, then please, please, make me a monk." The monks reply, "You must travel the earth and tell us how many blades of grass there are, and the exact number of grains of sand. When you find these answers, you will have become a monk." The man sets about his task, and after years of searching, he returns as a gray-haired old man and knocks on the door of the monastery. A monk answers, and the man is taken before a gathering of all the monks. And he says, "In my quest to find what makes that beautiful sound, I have traveled the earth and have found what you asked for. By design, the world is in a state of perpetual change, and only God knows what you ask. All a man can know is himself, and only if he is honest, reflective, and willing to strip away self-deception." The monks reply, "Congratulations, you have become a monk. We shall now show you the way to the mystery of the sacred sound." The monks lead the man to a wooden door, where the head monk says, "The sound is beyond that door." The monks give him the key, and he opens up the door. Behind the wooden door is another door made of stone. The man is given the key to the stone door, and he opens it, only to find a door made of ruby. And so it went, that he needed the keys to the doors of emerald, pearl, and diamond. Finally, they come to a door made of solid gold. The sound has become very clear and definite. The monks say, "This is the last key to the last door." The man is apprehensive to no end. His life's wish is behind that door. With trembling hands, he unlocks the door, turns the knob, and slowly pushes the door open. And falling to his knees, he is utterly amazed to discover the source of that haunting and seductive sound. "But of course, I can't tell you what it is, because you are not a monk."
I love you. That's fucking so good. That's the fucking type of shit that you just piss your grandkids off with. Fuck, that's good.
Thank you for letting me do that. I've been wanting to do that for so long.
Fucking, that is wonderful.
So thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you for letting me do that.
He got me with that shit off air last week, and I was like, "Yo, I thought you, like, somebody's mom was gonna be getting fucked."
Yeah. What is it?
Oh my God.
Before we wrap this up, I guess it's only fitting, even though we do have another week of podcasting before the actual Halloween, but fuck it. favorite slashers.
Wait a second, we forgot to mention something in Halloween Kills.
What's that?
Fucking Karen!
Karen.
Holy shit!
They killed Karen.
Bro, they killed fucking Karen,
but then she shouldn't have given that inspirational ass monologue.
No, it was fucking Lori that gave it.
No, bro, when she's holding his mask, she gives him this nice little fucking speech that amps him up.
Yeah,
oh, but she was like shit talking.
Yeah, no, yeah. She was
like, provoking. Yeah, the monologue was Lori. That was her, like,
yeah.
Fucking just...
No, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm an innocent woman like your sister.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Just keep talking.
Yeah, no, bro, I think... Bro, she pissed him off.
Yeah, bro. I looked at Blastoise, I was like, that bitch is gonna regret saying all that in like
and then she tried to American History X this motherfucker,
yo,
bro.
She
on this
curb stopped him.
She
curb
stopped him, bro. Yo, you know he was pissed. He was like, bitch, I've seen that movie before. What the fuck you trying to do?
I like the shots of his face.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how they like...
It's not too much.
They just get enough of his fucking fucked up face.
I love that Michael in this movie is just an old dude with a fucking gray goatee.
Yeah.
He's somebody's uncle.
Yeah, they didn't do anything crazy to him. They didn't give him, like, crazy hair or wig or nothing. Yeah, no, he's just...
No, he's just
a guy.
He just looks like a guy. A really big fucking guy, but a guy.
Fuck, I love that movie.
Yeah. So
when is this episode going to drop?
Thursday.
Okay, so we can talk about this then and promote this quick. We got a Dare Pong coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the last of season 5.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the first official
Halloween-ous
spooktacular.
Halloween is hard penis.
Dare Pong 25.
And
you are defending your championship.
I just wanted to say to you, you're the fucking man for the last game.
Well, I'm a humble man. My ass was had.
I will drink to that.
But, gracias. My ass was had, but, I don't know, man, if all the years of drinking pays off, but if that We Are Race to Dare comes at the end, I'm not confident for the other person standing across
You've
the table.
You've done that twice, man. You've won like that twice. It's fucking beautiful.
Dude, it's off camera, but you read that, we cut, and Mike looked at me and he went, you won.
So, you, that's your season 5.
Yeah, there
right
we go.
Right there, that's how yours ends.
It's a wrap on Jay Vipes.
That was fucking awesome.
Yep.
So we'll see.
That's how your story ends this season.
What's the future for you and Dare Punk?
I guess at this point, man, I gotta go for the big one, right? I've kind of stalled on that for a while. So I guess I'll either be seeing you or Phil in season 5.
We'll see what happens.
Y'all are forces to be reckoned with. I ain't that confident, but...
I'm ready to defend my damn championship, man. I got stabbed.
But there's a few... Yeah, you did. But there's a few people I probably want to face, though. Like, there's been talks of getting people in here that haven't played before. Like, I have friends... I'm looking into the camera. I don't know if it's on anymore. But I have friends that talk a lot of shit. Gostone.
Oh?
So,
oh,
we'll see if the people that talk to me outside of these hallowed halls will actually come in and play. But as for my future, I guess it has to be done, right? It's been 2 seasons since I've went for the big one. I gotta test my gangster, as the kids say.
So, this is episode 25. It's the big Halloween-ous spectacular. This wraps it all up. This is the end of the trilogy between me and Phil for the Dare Pong Championship, and
are you looking forward to this?
I'm looking forward to it. I think we're gonna have a lot of nutty fun because it's a big Halloween themed episode, so it's gonna be a big not just a game, but a big fun, wacky, spooky party. And so we'll be filming that this weekend, and then it will drop
before
just
Halloween.
In time.
Yeah.
No, on Halloween.
Oh, you want me to drop it on?
Absolutely on Halloween.
On Halloween.
On October 31st for the people. So trick or treat, motherfucker.
And ladies and gentlemen, be prepared to be scared.
We have
it is the Audio Asylum Dare Pong Halloween Special, Graves versus Phil, for the Audio Asylum Dare Pong Championship. And next season, will we see Joe go for the title?
Will we finally see Gaston make his Dare Pong debut? Only one way to find out. Subscribe to The Audio Asylum on YouTube.
Hell yeah. And if you're not down with that, well, before I do that old shit, Chris, if the people want to follow you...
Who the fuck is Chris?
Sea Dog Martin, if the people want to follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Stoli Stromboli.
I love that. Greaves, I know you say it all the time, but just in case there's any new listeners, if the people want to find you...
I'm always at the same place, Instagram, CrispyTenders69. Catch me there.
I'm a Joey Shitbreak 999. Also, be sure to follow our Instagram, audio_asylum_podcast. On Instagram, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to your podcast. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. And hopefully some really cool guest announcements for the podcast coming pretty soon. And as usual, the video content will come. And get ready for this Halloween Dare Pong. It's going to be crazy.
See you on Halloween.
See you, motherfuckers. And if you have time with that, I got 2 words for you. Buff. Beef.
Dick. And let's see if you become a monk.